Okay, Chris, glad to have Chris Linscomb on here at was we're at the Public House, William Mays Plaza. Also want to remind everybody to come out here and sign up for the Wine Airlines. Hey, Chris, man, great to have you on the show. It's been a long time since we chatted. We got Eddie Montague, Marty Lurie, and Patrick Hunter. Chris, how are you this morning, man?
That's quite a group down there. I thought I'm older than all of you.
But you still got that piss and vinegar, Chris. I know you bring the thunder when you need to, my friend.
Oh, yeah, you know, I know Ed's a year younger than me. I think Marty is, too, and I know you're considerably younger, at least chronologically.
Yeah, I'm definitely beaten down. Life's been hard on me, Chris. Hey, let's just get rolling. What are you seeing from your son, Tim? I mean, is it rhythm? Is it mechanics? What are you seeing from Tim?
Well, you know, like all pitchers, they're always working on mechanics. And what's really been nice, as it was brought up the other night, is that, you know, he's been talking about his mechanics for 4 weeks. And isn't that interesting? And he's really fluid now. I think really the thing about it I like the most, and you saw it when he got his cleat on the base and did a flip last night.
Yeah.
I mean, I cracked up. He's got a love for the game again, and that's really helped him. So emotionally, he's really there. It's like all those great athletes. I was hoping he'd be one where they come back from adversity. Ollie did it, and it looks like Tiger might do it. You know, those kind of guys, you always kind of feel a warm feeling for those kind of guys. You believe in them. And so I believe, you know, yeah, his rhythm is good. He's throwing within himself. He doesn't overthrow pitches. You'll notice his curveball is between like 75 and 79. It used to be like 80. And his sliders and changeups between 80 and 84. And his fastball can go up into 92. He's hit 93. He's hit 94. But he likes to just sit around 90. He doesn't overthrow. And, you know, that'll keep him from being injured. You know, these Tommy John guys don't use all their body. These people that keeps getting Tommy John. And I never wanted him to have that. You know, my philosophy, as you've heard many times,
yep,
is that I just want him to last.
Yeah, and he's doing it. Hey, Chris, they always say watching as a parent is tougher than the player who plays, and Eddie knows this from his son who played, and Pat, you know that from...
I was a kid.
People in your family. People in your family. As those of us who have children can understand.
You don't want me having children, I trust me.
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah.
But, Chris, tougher on you than the kid watching him pitch and go through it. How do you deal with it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was a pleasure to finally listen to Bochy say watching his son pitch was more nerve-wracking than any other part of the game. And, welcome to my world, Bruce. And anybody that's had a pitcher, because they only got there maybe once every 5 days, even in high school, college, or maybe every 7 days, it's tough. And, you know, I'd much rather be out in the field screwing it up myself than having to watch him do it. So I've learned to deal with it pretty well. I've had to for survival. And anybody that's had a pitcher for a son or even a daughter, say fast pitch, it's grueling.
Eddie Montague with us as well, Chris, and I'll throw this to Eddie. You watch a lot of pitchers, and they always say if a pitcher is around the plate, he's going to get, you know, those close calls. For Tim, and Chris, you know this, he was all over the place and maybe wasn't getting the close calls. Now he seems like he's around the plate a lot more.
Well, you know, umpires get in a rhythm, too. And when you got a guy throwing strikes, I mean, it's a rhythm. I mean, Maddox. I mean, I remember Maddox would come in and he'd start the game off and he'd throw one 4 inches off the plate. You wouldn't give it to him. He'd come back to 3 and 2. And, you know, and then that one that's just a little bit off the plate, you'd stay with that pitch the whole game, and he would throw it. It was like throwing darts. But it was great to work because it does. It gets you in a rhythm. When you got a guy that's all over the place, you're looking for strikes. You really are looking for strikes, and that's where you can miss one. But, yeah, so it's all about rhythm, and it's the same thing with the infielders. When they're throwing good out there, those guys, and they're getting the ball and throwing it quick and not walking around the mound, keeps these guys on their toes.
What do you think about that, Chris?
Oh, I agree with him. I think one thing, they're always griping there. I hear it every year on the air about the fact the games are just too long. Mm-hmm. And they thought that maybe that the replay thing is bad. And I really like this replay thing they're doing now, even though I'd like to know who was making the call back East Coast, at least.
It's top secret. If I told you, I'd have to shoot you.
but you know, I think what I'd like to see him do is break back the real strike zone back in the 60s, make it easier on the umpire. Make it easier on the pitchers, make the game quicker. And, you know, these guys are pitching to a dinner plate. And, you know, for like Jimmy's a good example. You want to look at the negative side is where he was, balls are around the plate or, you know, he's way off the plate and the umpire's waiting for him to throw it over the plate and so is the catcher and everybody else. And when he does throw one around the edge in the corner, he doesn't get it. So that's when it hurts. If you're already ahead in the count, or at least even 1-1, you know, whatever, 2-2, then you're all right. So, but when you're struggling, then you need to get those calls, and when you don't, then that causes the frustration, and it does it for the batters as well. I know umpires real well. I've met a lot of them, and one of my very favorites is Daryl. I met Ed here back in Scottsdale, and Ed, you know, you're looking pretty good for your age, buddy. Where do you get those clubs?
Not bad for 80, huh?
I want to be at Cooperstown when he goes in. I'm telling you, I want to be there for Eddie. Hey, one thing last night, how about the bunt the kid laid down?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that was sweet. I agree. It was well done. And heads up, I panic. I like that. The one I didn't like was that was two-strike count and Crawford went to second. I couldn't figure out, you know, you don't want to put a pitcher, any batter up there with two strikes and he has to try to bunt a ball and damn thing's, you know, 5 foot away and he's waving at it like some little leaguer, you know, and the guy gets thrown out. I couldn't figure that one out. But, yeah, I'm pleased that most of our pitchers, I think, bunt real well. And you'll see it when we face those other, you know, the interleague games where the pitchers haven't batted, you know, they're just lost. And I really did like that. I like the small ball game, and I think the team is going to come around. I think Crawford should get a rest just because I think he's tired. I just love to have him out there in that infield. So, yeah, I think they're going to come around now. I really do. You need to peak at least twice in the year, okay? We did it early. Looks like we might be coming back again. And who knows, right?
Well, Dodgers.
That's baseball.
Yeah, they're going to see. They're going to have something to say about it. It'll be fun to have a pennant drive here in a pennant race. Chris Lynn's come with us here. Marty, Ed, Patrick here. Glad to have you on, Chris. And haven't talked to you since the second no-hitter against the Padres. Two stylistically different no-hitters. One that you may prefer over the other, or like kids, you love them all.
I love them all. Okay, mm-hmm. Of course I like the second one. You know, like Bochy said, because it's a lot less stressful when he hasn't thrown 148 pitches, but. I mean, Ed will attest to this. Marty, you too. Pitchers used to throw, you know, over 150, 200 pitches a game. Nobody thought anything of it. And, you know, it's no big deal. Are they getting outs? Are they getting the job done? They keep them out there. And nowadays, with all the money everybody gets, they're worried about injuries, and rightly so, because the mechanics are so poor. And I'd say 70% of pitchers, they use nothing but their upper body, shoulders or arms. And if they're musclers, they're going down. And I just cringe when I watch many mechanics. And, you know, it's just the way it is. But that game was beautiful, this last one. And the one down in San Diego, I met Bud Black last year in my favorite restaurant in San Francisco, Lefty O'Doul's.
Okay.
Tom O'Doul just jumped on the table here. Okay.
I'm sorry. At any rate, I met Bud down there, you know, and he looks at me like, come on. You know, and I go, you know, I think he likes playing in San Diego, bud. And I won't tell you what he said, but yeah, I'm real pleased with it. You know, he's throwing within himself. He's throwing all these pitches, and give some credit to Hector behind the plate, because that guy is one passionate individual, and the guy like Scudero coming in will give him some, you know, some leadership, like Renteria did back in the day. Even when he wasn't playing well, he was a great leader in the clubhouse. And I'm really liking that. We'll see what happens during the trade deadline.
Chris.
I don't know. I think they need an outfielder. They could probably use a better bench.
Chris, and don't forget that young umpire that was working behind the plate for that no-hitter. That was a call-up, Adam Hammery.
I know. He's had him twice.
He had a 99% on his score.
All the young ones, and, you know, they're real good. I haven't seen any bad ones.
We got some good young ones coming, yeah.
I think it's like what Daryl told me, Cousins down in Scottsdale a couple of years ago, when he said, I was sitting in a picture with him, and when the flash went off, and he goes, oh, my God, you know, he goes, I'm blind. And he looks at me and he goes, oh, wait a minute, that's what they always said.
You know, Very good. Funny guy.
Hey, one final question for Chris Lynn's camera. I'm sorry, Marty, I have to. With the All-Star game, any matchups you're particularly looking forward to?
Nah, not really. I'm really sad about Yadier because I like that Homolina family. It's good, LaCroix. You know, I mean, I'm glad those guys were in there. I think Morneau should be there. I think, did he make it? I'm not sure. I can't remember. I didn't hear.
Yeah, Morneau. Did Morneau make it?
No, Morneau came in second.
Okay.
Came in second?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't get excited about it. Everybody seems to like the home run derby. I think it's a joke. I mean, you know, anybody can go out and hit a 60-mile-an-hour fastball or less, you know, maybe not powerfully, but I just really don't care for that. But the game itself, I don't think they should use it as a justification who gets the World Series home field advantage. I don't think that's right. I think it should be just your record against other teams. So, you know, when I watch that game, I take it tongue-in-cheek and, you know, proud of the people I'm glad to see there and pull for the ones that I know and you know, enjoy those things. I've been to four of them, and it's exciting and fun for an old man like me following the kid around just getting to meet people.
Cool. Well, what a pleasure having you on. I appreciate you taking the time. Eddie, that was nice for Chris, huh?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, Chris, thanks a lot, man. And it's been fun watching Tim get it going. And so I know you're stoked. And, hey, I appreciate your time, man. Have a great weekend.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
You're out of here.
I was just waiting. I was waiting to ask Eddie. I was going to say, Eddie, did you ever throw a parent out of the game? Did you ever throw anyone out of the, you know, a parent, something like Tim, like Chris in the stands screaming at you?
No, because I understand their pain. I had the two boys that Brett and Eddie. You know, Eddie played at Pepperdine and went on to sign with the Dodgers, and Brett was at Colorado State, and I know the feeling when you're up there, and it's like when I had to listen to those games on the internet and stuff, and then work at my game. I was working a doubleheader every day. It was stressful.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, Ed, I actually have umpired and thrown a parent out of a game.
Have you?
Yeah, that was about, well, I'd say 15 years ago. They begged me to umpire because the umpire didn't show up. When I finally did, this guy was. I don't like it when parents or anybody yells at players on the field by name. I don't care if it's their own kid.
Right.
And this guy was just really obnoxious. And I finally told him, hey, I'm not going to umpire this game unless you get rid of that guy. And they did.
Yeah. I actually threw my son out of a ball game in Little League. I was just recalling that because of his body language after he struck out. And he pouted and came out and I said, you're done. I think the coach was very upset with me, but I put him in my van and said, let's go home. And it was a life.
How were you umpiring a game like that?
I wasn't umpiring. I was a dad in the stands. And I said, you're out of here. Let's go.
All right, that's Eddie Montague. All right. Hey, Chris, thank you so much again. I look forward to having you down here. We always enjoy it.
See you, Chris.
All right, Marty. See you, Pecan. See you, Ed.
All right, Chris.
All right, the great Chris Lincecum. Very good. That was great.
Yeah.
Very good.
This guy, I mean, I've known Chris a long time, since 2007, and, man, he lives and dies with every pitch from Tim. So I'm happy for both of them that they're really seeing some improvement on the mound. And he's really been carrying the ball club, and during this poor stretch, he's the one silver lining.